Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. When we last interviewed our next guest, he indicated that a lot of trepidation existed among economists who were trying to make forecasts based on the policies espoused by the new administration in Washington, but that was in December, and today we have him on the phone for an update. Bruce Yandel is the Clemson Alumni Distinguished Professor of Economics Emeritus and Dean Emeritus of Clemson's College of Business and Behavioral Science. Bruce, welcome back to the program.
Glad to be talking with you today.
So things have changed maybe a little bit in the last few months. Do we know a little bit more to be able to forecast?
Yes, we do. And in a sense, the word trepidation may have been changed now to uncertainty. They're pretty close to each other, but we have a high level of policy uncertainty because of major initiatives that are being pushed by the new administration with outcomes yet to be determined. But we've also had, since December, some pretty good news on how the economy is performing, particularly on the employment front. We've gotten weak data on overall performance, GDP, but nonetheless, there's enough positive data on how the heartbeat of the economy is functioning for us to feel optimistic in the face of uncertainty. And so that's better than feeling pessimistic in the face of uncertainty, I guess we would say.
Yes, it certainly is. And how does all of this funnel down to the Palmetto State?
It's a wonderful time to be talking about South Carolina, but let's just pick one item, for example. In years past, and I'm speaking about more than a decade ago, South Carolina was outperforming the nation when it came down to state GDP growth as compared to the nation's growth, or when we compared the unemployment rate or employment growth for the state versus the nation. Well, once again, our unemployment rate is lower than the nation's, and once again, we've got a state GDP growth that is exceeding that of the nation. Turns out, Mike, that South Carolina is one of the brighter spots in the Southeast, which is one of the stronger regions of the nation.
And you feel good that it will continue?
The prospects are good. The Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia turns out a state leading indicator about every 6 months. Their most recent one was in December. The indicator for South Carolina is in the very strong positive category. That's saying 6 months from December. We still see growing strength. And by the way, Mike, something that was pretty powerful, I would say. I would almost use the word amazing, and I don't use that word very often when I'm looking at data. The most recent data on county performance for the nation turned out by the Department of Commerce, county GDP growth, found that there were four states in the nation where every county had positive GDP growth. We're talking about the year 2014 across 2015. South Carolina is one of those four states, Florida, Oregon, and Nevada. That says a lot about the breadth of economic activity across our state.
Well, your forecast seems about as sunny as the nice spring weather we have right now. But, you know, there could always be storm clouds on the horizon somewhere.
There are clouds. And I would say that there is a new dimension that came in with this new administration. We can use the word protectionist or closing borders, however you wish to phrase it. But South Carolina, as we all know, is a very strong global player. Far more international in its economy than is the nation as a whole. And so when there is discussion and the possibilities of having border taxes or tariffs or speaking toughly with respect to other countries with whom we do business, that could bruise some pretty powerful activity in our state, particularly with respect to China, because it's Chinese capital that is building that new Volvo plant there in the Low Country, and China is the number one destination for goods produced in South Carolina, our largest trading partner. And so there are clouds associated with debates and discussion about trade policy. And I would say that is something to be concerned about, but we still don't know enough to put any dimensions on it.
Well, Bruce, we always enjoy talking with you, and we look forward to checking in with you again in the near future.
My pleasure.
Bruce Yandel is the Clemson Alumni Distinguished Professor of Economics Emeritus and Dean Emeritus of Clemson's College of Business and Behavioral Science, and we will have a link to his quarterly economic situation report posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.